Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sorry, what?
We gotta make this fast. I'm starving.
Sorry, I was running a little late. But in the at the end of the last segment, I got hit with an attack.
I wondered if that's what it was.
Yeah.
No. Like what kind of attack?
An attack of the hemorrhoidal area.
Just out of nowhere, that's how it happens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Is it happening right now?
Yeah, it's it hasn't fully subsided. No. It's a blinding pain. I don't know if you noticed in the last segment, Alexis, at one point you looked at me and I was doing this. Mm-hmm. It looked like I may have a headache or something. I was squinting. It's because the pain is blinding of that.
Do you clench? Does that help at all?
You mean did it help with the pain?
Yeah,
or to help hold it in there?
What exactly are you going for there?
What's your strategy, no, TJ?
What is it?
Actually, you know, if it's a mild, you know, addition, standing up helps instead of sitting. Mm. But then ultimately it, you know, it's kind of like if you don't catch bronchitis early, then it goes into it could go into pneumonia, yeah, from bronchitis. It's kind of like that. If you don't catch it early, then I would be face down on the bathroom floor.
Does it start off as a tingle and then turn into like
no
pain?
No, it starts off as pain.
Oh my god!
It starts off feeling like a small knife, and then the longer it goes, it feels like a big knife, a sword, if you will. But
can you put ice cubes in there to numb it?
Oh,
in there?
Yeah.
Or sit on an ice pack?
No. I think some people say that it's to do the opposite, like get in a hot bath. But, you know, a lot of women go through that when they're having childbirth. They get the hemorrhoid attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
It hasn't happened during the show in a long time, so I had a pretty good run.
Wow.
Years,
did you do
like
anything?
Several years, I think.
So. I was going to say, I don't. Old studio would be the last time.
Yeah.
So that's good. It's been a couple years because it used to happen far more regularly.
It's just random. Like there's nothing you did or ate that makes it happen.
Mm-mm. It used to happen more frequently when I was lifting heavy weights in the gym because when you strain, that's what it causes it.
Yeah. Did that? Is that how you got them originally?
Yeah.
From straining in the gym?
Yeah.
Not when you're trying to poop or anything?
Mm-hmm. But that does do that, too.
Yeah.
But no, I've never had a problem with that.
And what happens while you're having an attack and you need to poop?
I don't know.
She's asking the tough questions.
I'm just
I don't know that that's ever happened.
Oh.
But anyway.
You tired of talking?
WebMD is kind of over now, so...
It's like he's like a science. I'm like, wonder what else?
Can you see it?
Can you show us a picture?
I want to see it.
I kind of do too. I've never seen a hemorrhoid before.
Okay, then Google
I haven't either.
Look it up.
I haven't. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Could you if you wanted to?
No.
Oh. I mean, I don't know. Like, is there a certain way you can see it if you were? Yeah.
Just how flexible
is
are
it,
you, TJ?
Is it visible
is
to the naked eye?
Can you put a telescope up there?
I don't know how that works.
Women can get them too, I think.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. During childbirth, they get them.
I haven't had them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you better stop pushing so hard.
I have to.
She gave me details about her movements the other day.
Did you ask her? She just...
He always wants to know. He loves knowing about my movements.
I don't think I asked, but she's like, you know, I sit there and I sit there. And I sit
sometimes.
There. Okay.
It's the worst.
It's a real dreadful time waster.
Yeah, it is.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Well, you just got to get up, you know?
I can't.
Yeah. Move to it. They're like, when you can't sleep, they say move to another room.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that in my house.
Like, try it in the living room.
Ew. Yeah. Use Khaleesi's in
the
box.
Yeah, the little litter box.
Khaleesi, move over.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you're going through that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thanks. Do you ever wish you named your cat something easier to say?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Or do you have a nickname for her? Because I think every time you refer to a pet as a difficult name, it would get harder.
Khaleesi?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have nicknames mm-mm. that you call it?
I call her Khaleesi all the time.
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm. Come here, Khaleesi. Come here, Khaleesi. See, that doesn't
you
roll
like... You don't call her like Lise or mm-mm. Callie or...
Mm-mm.
I never use my dog's real name.
Yeah, Khaleesi.
You can just call you're a shithead, though, don't you, Regan?
Shithead, yeah.
Like Steve Martin in the old movie The Jerk. His dog's name was Shithead.
Right, right.
Oh, I miss her so much right now.
Hmm. Your cat?
Yeah. I was thinking about her earlier.
Yeah, you've been away from her for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well,
4 hours now.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do it?
Yeah. I just want to hug her little face.
Just know she probably doesn't miss you.
I know. She definitely
she's
doesn't.
She's probably licking her ass right now. And she's like, you're the furthest thing from her mind.
My baby.
Do people miss their pets that quickly?
I do.
You, Ace, you, when you leave your dog Toby, do you start saying I miss him like after about 4 hours?
No.
I mean, it's always good to see him. But
you guys
I never
don't
feel
like animals,
I miss him.
Though, so you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
I know. I like all animals
like
except the rats of the sea, sea turtles.
Yeah, that's what they call them, the rats of the sea.
Yeah, I don't like him. That's ocean why I go home. I lay down with him and scratch his chest. And
it's okay.
Ocean rats. So I don't start calling sea turtles ocean rats.
Yeah. We should start a Twitter account where it just like rips sea turtles. People would lose their shit.
Yeah, but the thing is, you, when I'm joking about that all the time, I have to be careful because you can't. It would be too far to make a joke about wanting them dead, or you know, if you made a joke about killing them or something.
Yeah.
So if you had a Twitter thing, and I know that when our listeners, if they tried to play along. They would go too far with it, and then I'd
right.
get stuck. You know, it's like, okay. Yeah. Because people don't realize when comedy has to be subtle, you know?
They don't. They really don't.
If you knew how many times I've had to go in and delete comments that people have left, that they were just trying to joke along with whatever was going on, and I'd be like, oh, you can't say that.
It just got serious now, and
yeah, it happens all the time. And Mr. Todd just walked in and acts like he's surprised that we're talking on microphones.
Right. His shirt says, "Damn, I'm good." Good at what, bro?
Good at buying Hey Dudes. You got another new pair of Hey Dudes on?
No.
Oh, you've had those?
Good at wearing tight shorts.
Those shorts aren't tight.
Well, no, but in general,
he's handsome today, as always.
He is a handsome guy.
I like those mm-hmm. shorts.
Thanks.
Yeah, they are cool.
Appreciate it.
Leave him alone, Alexis.
Alexis.
Leave him alone.
Because I'm like, damn, I'm going, what you good at?
Yeah.
He's good at all kinds of stuff.
He's good at eating ranch burgers.
Jesus. I know. She's on
I
dope.
I love that.
You know, she's a dope head.
I'm dope. I wish.
You wish you were on some dope right now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it offensive, the term dope head?
I don't care.
You don't?
No, because I use dope like, oh, that's dope. So if you call me a dope head, that means that I'm like just super cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. In 2010.
Yeah. I always kind of thought it was up to the person who was using the word to determine how it's, you know.
What about junkie? You like that one?
Sure.
You junkie.
You junkie.
Sounds like somebody's parent explaining the neighbor's junkie. Kid. He's a junkie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, junkie always is heroin to me.
Really?
I don't know why.
When I think of junkie, I always think of someone with a needle still stuck in their arm.
Right. This, I go heroin every time.
Yeah, like they're slumped over with their needle in their arm.
Maybe heating up some crack, you know, in a spoon or maybe, but it's always heroin and needle.
Crack in a spoon? That's that crack cereal that you know, these kids are eating now.
They put it in a spoon, heat it up, and then mm-hmm. put it into a
a syringe.
Syringe.
Yeah. I thought that was just heroin they do that. They do that with crack.
Uh-huh. Crack it, huh. They take the little rock and can heat it up into a turns into a liquid and they just turn into a syringe.
Have you ever smoked crack?
Okay, crackhead. Yeah, why don't you ask him if he does crack? He knows how to do it.
He got
it.
The recipe
okay.
and everything.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't ask you if you do crack. I asked you if you tried crack.
Okay, well, the crack expert over here, you should ask him.
I don't have to ask him.
Yeah, I've read a lot of books about rock stars. Yeah.
See? But he doesn't go around talking about being a dope expert all the time.
I don't either.
That's the only reason I said that, because, I mean, it's like saying you worked at, you were a bartender. Have you ever tried whatever drink?
That's not the same thing at all.
It is exactly the same. Oh, you worked at P.F. Chang's? Did you ever try their lettuce wraps? Oh, you do all kinds of crazy barbiturates and amphetamines and all of this. Have you ever tried crack? That was it. So you've OD'd several times. Have you ever tried crack? It's kind of the same thing.
Okay. I've never OD'd.
Duh.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/ACETJ. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/ACETJ right now to learn more.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Hey, don't forget, Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. If something happens to your house in a disaster, storm, fire, any of that kind of stuff, you get in touch with Paul Davis Restoration, and they will engage. Their emergency technicians will engage and launch themselves to your house.
Okay. Engage?
Yep. And get it back to the way it was. And the thing about it is a lot of people, you know, they hate their work that they have to do for a living. But not Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it.
Love it.
I don't know what he do to the restoration, but Paul love it. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Took us forever to come up with that.
Yeah.
AceTJ.com/Paul Davis Whew. Big time. So here we are.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Being the loving podcast hosts that we are, making sure that while we're on vacation, our radio family, John and Joan Q. Listener, get fresh material on Share Funny. The freshest material. So if you're listening to this and you're saying, man, Rob still sounds sick. It's been forever. Just know that it's because we recorded this a week ahead of time to make sure you had fresh stuff. Now, I do need to say this. We've talked about so much Rob's microphone sounding like it's so much more sensitive than ours and louder than ours, and that he has it actually in his mouth when he's talking. When he's sick and he laughs or talks into that microphone,
yeah,
I automatically feel like everybody listening is getting sick.
I feel like I'm getting sick.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, the wheezing and the right into that microphone, cutting through the noise. So I bet everybody that listens to the show is sick by now. They've been caught it from him through their speaker.
Sorry.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody sent a thing the other day that said that it finally hit them what my laugh sounds like. And it was whatever that cartoon dog's name is. It from a long, long time ago. It was days ago, so I'm probably not going to be able to find it.
Is it Muttley?
Muttley, yeah. That's Rob.
Yeah, that's
not
me. Yeah.
That's not me. Yeah. Now, although I do that in jest, you know, being silly, but Rob's laughing that happens all the time is that.
Let's see. You want to... can pull this up. You want to hear it and see if it's...
Yeah.
I'll go back to the whole beginning of the thing.
Yeah. It's a wheeze and whistle kind of sound.
Oh, that's annoying.
So when I do it, I usually talk through it because that's funny. Somebody trying to... that son of a bitch. He hit that door.
That makes my chest hurt.
He busted his ass. my best friend growing up, his grandpa used to do that. We would imitate him, telling hunting stories and stuff.
Sure.
Papaw Mac. No. Yeah, Papaw Mac. That was his name. No one ever knew his name. Called him Mr. Wendell. No one ever knew his name because he's an old one. Never thought twice about spending on an old one. My wife's texting me. Important things. All right, so yesterday was Wednesday, right? Because the day we're recording this is a Thursday.
Thursday, correct.
So yesterday was Wednesday. We leave to go on vacation Friday after the show, mm-hmm. which will be tomorrow after the show. Yesterday, my wife left the house. I was sitting in my driveway talking to Adam on the phone because, you know, I don't want to deal with when I get home having to say, hang on, the Bluetooth is going to switch off, and then walk in the house talking on the phone. I just stay in the truck. So I'd been in the truck about an hour and a half in the driveway, it seemed like. So Jody and our daughter Lainey are leaving to go meet Jody's liberal friend Jodine, her fancy liberal friend Jodine, for lunch. And they're gone about 10 minutes, and I had hung up by then, and I'd gotten off the phone. My daughter texts and says, Mom wants to know if you want to take your big tent to the beach. Now, the big tent is in the in the house, in the garage. She's going to lunch with her friend, and we're not leaving until Friday. Was she, I mean, it's not like she was going to be somewhere where the tent is and she was going to pick it up on her way home.
Right.
It's just that mindset of a control freak person who is type A. As soon as I think about something, I've got to get it done. And I just thought, does he want to take that tent to the beach? I've got to ask him right now. I'm driving, so I'm not going to text Lainey. Text your dad and ask him whatever. And I didn't know what she really wanted me to do. Did she want me to go get it at that point and throw it in the car? I mean, which I couldn't do. She was gone in the car. But last night, she's running around. Everything, I bet everything she's taken is already packed.
That's awesome.
Everything's
awesome.
Yeah. But I can't even comprehend that mindset of, I thought of it. I must do it right now. I thought about that tent. I got to ask him right now. And then I said, if you want me to.
Yeah.
And she said, doesn't matter to me.
But just all right.
Well, clearly it does. I mean,
well, it doesn't matter to her whether we take it or not. Well, but she wanted to know because she wanted to put that in her plans of the things that we have to take.
Stuff to check for.
She's going
to
put it on a list. Which I'm the opposite of that. So we balance each other or complement each other in that way.
You're fine.
Yeah. I'm cool. She's a nerd.
Makes a nice balance.
But her dad is exactly that way. And drives her nuts that her dad's that way. Her dad puts post-it notes in his car to remind him to do things while he's out. He'll write out the post-it note, stick it in his car, and then go get dressed or whatever he's going to do. To the point where one day his post-it note was lying there. He was going to put it in his car, and the number one thing on the post-it list was get gas. Like, you're not going to see the gauge when you're in the car. You got to put get gas on the list.
He's taking no chances.
Before it counts.
Taking no chances.
It doesn't count unless it goes on the list.
He's getting stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I have respect for that because I don't get things done.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how much frustration goes into their heads when other people aren't like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you've been around my father-in-law, Ace, and he'll say, why doesn't he just, I don't get, da 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 da. Because those types of people are usually the ones who are not as good at putting themselves in somebody else's. Well, they just don't look at things the way I do, so that's the way it goes.
It's like a lot of elite players who can't coach.
Yeah.
Because they just can't comprehend that the average player can't do what they can't see it the way they see it.
Yeah. Now me, I'm the first one to go, well, our minds don't work the same because I'm cool and you're a nerd. You know, that's what I tell them.
Yeah.
Or I'll just start going, blah, 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 blah.
Which is always helpful.
Blah, 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 blah.
Or I'll say, shh, 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 shh. Quiet. Or other things like, can I unpause it now and get back to my show?
Yeah, that's not helpful.
It is to me, because I can get back to my show that way. I don't know. It just makes it tougher for me. All of that. Having to answer a text and say, sure, whatever.
Yeah, but you don't miss anything that way. She's got it scheduled. You got the stuff. Works out great.
But there are some times when I have to get up Because something on the list involves my, you know, my being.
Something on the list involves you not watching television.
Yes. And that's where it bothers me.
That's where, it,
that's where it's just a, when it hits being quirky in her personality to just being a bunch of bullshit. When I have to get up and start doing things.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.